Maybe this story happened, and maybe it was just a dream. A night in Scotland. There were no children her age to play with in the fishing village where Eileen lived, but she did have two very special friends. One was her rocking horse, Duncan, and the other was the tiny dancing ballerina who lived in Eileen's jewelry box. Her name was Wee Bairn. Duncan rocked Eileen to faraway imaginary places while Wee Bairn danced them on their way. And sometimes Eileen would take Wee Bairn out of her box to play sisters. One night, in the middle of the night, Eileen awoke with a dreadful feeling. Wee Bairn was not in her box. Eileen had taken her out that day, and she was sure now that somehow she had left Wee Bairn at the beach. She slipped out of the house and ran along the dunes in her nightgown. Her bare feet made no noise on the sandy path. Her breath was silent, too, although she felt quite winded from running. The swirling, shifting patterns of moonlit sand made the night feel like the inside of a kaleidoscope. Eileen heard the cloppity, cloppity, cloppity of running hoofs and a soft, nickering noise. She was not surprised when she turned around to see Duncan. "I've left Wee Bairn at the beach," cried Eileen. "Climb on my back, Eileen," said Duncan. "I can run faster than you." Eileen held on to Duncan's neck with both hands. The ride was so swift and smooth, it was as if Duncan's hoofs hardly touched the ground. "Please let her be there. Please let her be all right," breathed Eileen. They came to the water's edge. "Wee Bairn," they called. "Wee Bairn, we've come to find you. Answer us." They searched up and down the beach, calling, "Wee Bairn!" "Listen, what was that?" said Duncan. From a cave in the dunes came the sound of music and the thump, thump of dancing feet. "Someone is dancing," said Duncan. "Wee Bairn doesn't thump when she dances," said Eileen. "Yes, but someone is dancing. Maybe she's in there," said Duncan. "We need to go see." Eileen climbed off Duncan's back. She held on to his reins while they crept as close as they dared to the mouth of the cave. The cave was lit by the glow of a small driftwood fire. Twirling around in the flickering light was the strangest woman Eileen could ever imagine. She had straight brown hair which cascaded over her naked body all the way down to her knees. Her eyes were big and dark and perfectly round. She wore strings of kelp around her neck and coral bracelets on her ankles. The music came from tiny violins played by fiddler crabs. The strange woman laughed as she swayed and turned to their melody. She held her cupped hands out in front of her all the while. And standing on them, stiff and frightened, was Wee Bairn. In the grasp of that huge woman, she looked no bigger than a fairy. "What shall we do, Duncan?" gasped Eileen. "She's got Wee Bairn."
"She's awfully big," said Duncan.
"We'll have to go in there," said Eileen.
"Nay," said Duncan.
"Well, I'm going," said Eileen.
"Maybe we should think first," said Duncan.
"I'll sit right down here on this furry blanket and
Try to think of something. I always think best when I'm sitting down.
Humph, said Eileen. Never mind. Stay there, then. She took a deep breath and ran into the cave.
The fiddler stopped playing and scuttled away. The woman stopped dancing. She whirled to face Eileen. Eileen pressed herself against the side of the cave until the sand wouldn't let her go any further.
Who are you? Demanded the woman. What are you doing here?
I'm sorry, said Eileen. And she really was. But you have someone who belongs to me.
This person, said the woman, drawing Wee Bairn close to her chest. I want this person.
Ballerina, corrected Eileen. She's a ballerina.
I will take her home with me. We will dance together under the sea, said the woman.
Under the sea? Oh, no, said Eileen. Wee Bairn can't go in the water. She'll drown. Her red cheeks will turn white. She'll get all soggy, and her shoes will fall off.
She is mine, said the woman.
She is mine, said Eileen. I took her to the beach and left her there by mistake.
You will not have her, shouted the woman. She ran from the cave.
Duncan, help, yelled Eileen. Stop her.
But Duncan was not at the entrance to the cave.
He ran away, thought Eileen. How could he do that? Oh, stop, she called to the woman. Please wait.
The woman did stop. She was looking around frantically at the sand. She seemed to be searching for something.
Would this be what you are missing? Said Duncan in a muffled voice.
In his mouth, he held the blanket upon which he had been sitting.
My skin, shrieked the woman. Give me my skin.
Then it is true, said Duncan. You are one of the seal people. You are a Selkie.
My skin, moaned the Selkie.
And you need to get back into your skin and into the water before the sun comes up. Put the dancer down on the sand, and you may have your skin, said Duncan. You'd better hurry. The night is almost gone. The Selkie took two more steps. Then she knelt down and put Wee Bairn onto the sand. Her long hair fell about them both. Goodbye, ballerina, she sighed. Then she stood again. Duncan held the skin just out of the Selkie's reach, so that she was drawn away from Wee Bairn. When she was far enough away, he bowed low to the Selkie before he dropped her skin. He watched as the Selkie put on her skin, became a seal, and slipped into the water. Eileen snatched up Wee Bairn and held her tight. She covered her face with kisses. Oh, Wee Bairn, I will never leave you behind again, not ever.
Ahem, said Duncan.
Ahem, said Duncan. And Duncan, you're a hero, said Eileen. How did you know?
It was sitting down that did it. It always works, said Duncan. That skin was softer than any blanket I've ever felt.
Eileen was so tired, she could not even remember the trip back home. She was in her bed, in her room, as if she had never left it. She looked around. Everything seemed to be in the right place. Duncan rocked gently in his corner. His bristly tail waved slightly in the breeze. Eileen heard the tinkling notes of a waltz. Wee Bairn was up, pivoting on one toe to the music she loved.
You really ought to get some sleep, Wee Bairn, yawned Eileen.
But Wee Bairn just danced on and on without stopping.